Okay, Gishmaka Inyan today is the Inyan of Tzedakah Balev. So we talked about Nidre Tzedakah last time. You promised, you vowed to give Tzedakah. So we discussed the Inyan. Is it considered that it's given already? You have to keep it. Are you, if the guy dies, he dies, changed. All that stuff about Nidre Tzedakah.
What?
So, or go the other way. The question is, what about if you thought to give tzedakah? So, the common scenario is that, two common scenarios. One common scenario is that you are at an event or something, and you get really inspired, and you're like, wow, that's amazing, what a video, and yeah, I'm going to do it. And they say, yeah, everyone should, you were just asking that everyone give X. And you're like, yeah, for sure, whatever. And Lamaisa, you get home, and you're like, what did I just do? All right? So you didn't say it anywhere. You just thought about it. You decided mentally that you were going to do it. But you didn't say it out. Is there a nidre tzedakah on that?
Because you had in mind.
So you had in mind.
Like if someone comes to you at an event, and you're sitting at a table, and they look around, everybody, $1,000, everybody, $1,000, and everybody shakes their head, yeah. You really can't afford that.
Well, if you never meant to. But let's say, I don't know, I'm not talking about you could or can't afford it.
Let's say you were moved by
the event.
And you mentally made it a comment that you were going to do it, but you never verbalized
it. If you could go back and say, you know what, I only did it because of the social pressure, I really never meant it in the first place, that's a different story.
So we're talking about Nidre V'machshava.
Yeah, we'll see exactly the level. There could be a level where it was a fleeting thought. There's a level where I'm like, yeah, that would be great if I did that. Then there's a level you actually made a commitment in your heart, I'm going to give $1,000. Right?
And this is stronger than the V'machshava or another Nidari because it's...
We'll see. If it was a simple answer, I don't think we'll share on it. And the other case, which is very common, is that there's a mashal here. You took out, you know, you had in mind to give him $10. He's like, yeah, that guy looks like a good guy, whatever. Or he's not a good guy, but the guy looks like somebody I'm just going to give money to, or whatever it is. The point is, you had in mind that he's going around collecting, and you said, I'm going to give this guy something. But by the time you look around, no, by the time you turn around, because you wanted to finish doing what you were doing, by the time you turn around, he left.
What if it's just the opposite? What if you had in mind to maybe give $10, you took out your wallet to give two, are you mechuyev on the other eight?
Same thing. Well, there, why didn't you give the 10? You thought to give 10, you only gave him two?
Because that's all you had in your wallet.
Oh, that's all you had. Okay.
Whereas in your mind, you thought you had a $10 bill, give him the 10, but when you met your wallet, it was only
$10. Okay, that's a nice question. Right. I was talking about a question where I thought was a common scenario where...
You're dominating.
He's over there in the corner. You're like, okay, if that guy comes to me, I'll give him something.
Right.
And unless he never made it to you, or you were davening, or whatever happens, do you have to go run after the guy?
Right.
So that's also machshav.
That's more common.
That's a common scenario. Okay. So let's look at the Gemara here. The Gemara is in the Gemara in Shavuos. It's Daf Chavavam Beis. It's a Gemara like this. Omar Shmuel, Gamar Beliboy Sheyotzi. Gamar Beliboy. If you decided to make a shvua, tzorech shiyotzi besvasav. If you're gomer b'libay, come on, gomer b'libay, if you decided, you still have to make, you have to speak it out with your piv. Gomer b'libay tzorech shiyotzi befiv. He has an extra one, maybe we'll share with him. So, gomer b'libay tzorech shiyotzi befiv. Bisfasav. Shenema levate bisfasayim. A neder is levate bisfasayim. You have to speak it out with your lips. Meisve bisfasayim v'loy gomer b'leiv. Bisfasayim sounds very v'loy b'leiv. Gomer b'leiv by minayin. How do you know even gomer b'leiv by works? Tamalom l'chol asher yivate adam. There's a ribu you call. So haguf akasha. So now we have a stira. Amet bisfasayim v'loy b'leiv. It has to be bisfasayim and loy b'leiv. Then you say hadar amet gomer b'leiv by minayin. Even gomer b'leiv by works. So, what's pshat? Rishishas amar loy kasha. Haki kamar. Bisfasayim v'loy shagamar b'liba lohitzi bisfasa v'loy hoitzi. Gamar b'liba istam minayin tamar lom l'chol shayivate. Elish mo kasha. Amar rishishas tarzay mahaki. Bisfasayim l'gamar b'liba lohitzi bisfasa. Okay. So, one of the mandamim says that what this means is that the steer in the brisa is if you had in mind to say it, believe. If you had in mind to speak it out, and you never spoke it out, then it's not a neder. Because even though you thought about it, believe, but in your heart you thought, it's not final until I say it. So, if let's say in the case of the dinner, you're sitting by the dinner, and they're going 1,000, 1,000, and each guy's like, yeah, I'm in for 1,000. And then you say to yourself, look, if they ask me, I'll say I'm in. They never asked you. So your kavana was that if they get up to me...
Tonight.
What?
Your kavana was opposite tonight.
Right. My kavana was that if they get up to me, then I'll tell them that. But they never got up to you, so you never said it. So if your kavana is you decided that you'll make a neder, but you never made the neder, then for sure it's not chal. Because you decided that it's only going to work if you said it and you didn't say it. But how do we know if you said it by itself? So the Gemara says something very interesting at the bottom. It's five lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, Meisvei. Moitzos vasecha tishmor v'asisa. Eili ela shahitzi b'sfasav. It sounds like it's only if you said it out. Gomar b'liboy minayim. How do you know gomar b'liboy? It means even if you decided in your heart. Tamalomar kol nediv leiv. Where is this pasuk said? Anyone know? Kol nediv leiv. By the Mishkan. By the Nidvas HaMishkan, it says, Kol Nediv Lev. So, you see that by the Mishkan, it works. The Mishkan is an Indian of Kachim. So, by the Kachim, it works. Shiny Hasim. It's like the Mar, Kol Nediv Lev, V'nigmar Minei. Why don't we learn from there? Mishum Tav Etshum of a Kachim, Shnei Ksuvam Boin Kechad. So, the Gemara here says that, basically, Gomer Beliboy does not work. According to Shmuel, Gomer Beliboy, if you decided in your heart, it does not work. So, if you decided in your heart, I'm going to... a neder. I'm going to not sleep for 3 days. For 2 days, I'm not going to sleep for 2 days. It's not a neder. You say I'm making a shavua that whatever, and you said it in your mind. It's not a shavua. But there's two exceptions. Is what's the two exceptions? Kachim and truma. Kachim because it says by the Mishkan kol nediv leiv, and truma. Okay. So kachim we don't have nowadays. Maybe not. We'll see. What's truma? So Tosfos says that truma is truma from the fields. You take out one out of every 2%. One out of every 50 for the kohen. So if you had in mind those two over there are going to be for the kohen, it works. But look at Rashi where I underlined it. The bottom Rashi, truma v'kachim. Zok Rashi, trumas meleches hamishkan. Trumas Meleches HaMishkan. So Rashi, it means the idea that you would give to the Mishkan, not just a carbon, but also any nedava to the Mishkan. So nowadays, do we have a Mishkan? No. But does this halacha apply by any other things? So we know now the basic structure of the halacha. By most things, a neder or a shavua has to be spoken out. I promise I'm going to give you you think to yourself after you missed the last anniversary, I'm making a shavua, I'm never going to miss an anniversary present ever again. Okay, but you thought to yourself, but Lamaisa, it doesn't work, right? So you have to speak it out. By most things, you have to speak it out. But by truma and kachim, then the shavua is even chal belav. What's truma and what's kachim? So if you look at the next page, unbelievable Tosfos. It's a Tosfos in Masechta Avodah Zarah. Tosfos says aloud, following where I underline the Tosfos. Maisa balif nerabinu tam. Be'echad she'osa harbi ta'aniyos. There was a guy that fasted many times. V'loi kiblom et me'esmol. If anyone ever accepted upon themselves a fast, besides the main fasts that we have, if a person has accepted upon themselves a fast, the way you do it is that mincha, the day before, you have to accept upon yourself the fast, you have to speak it out in Shemoneh Esrei. This guy never did that. So the problem is, if this guy never did that, let's say he was fasting Bahab. He fasted Monday, Thursday, his whole life. But he never actually formally accepted it. So what happens is, it could be not considered a fast. So what is it? It's a diet. But it wasn't a tainus. because he never had the kedusha of a tainus, because he was never accepted upon himself the tainus. So now this guy, he learned the halacha, and he's like, you mean to tell me the last 10 years of this fasting is nothing? So, it's really not kishmak. So he asks Rabbeinu Tam this question. V'omar Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam says, ki lo hifshit tam yosef. He didn't lose out the schar of the fasts. Why? Ki ma'acha shahaya b'daitoy l'his anais. Since he had das, this is what you're hearing. Since he had das to fast, hainu gomar beliboy. It's considered gomar beliboy. It's considered it was in his lave. V'have b'chlal nediv lave. The omar the gomar beliboy. I have a bish lights and b'svasav. It's considered one of the two things that nediva slave works for. The Gemara said nediv lave works for kachim and for truma. Says Rabbi Adam, it works for accepting a fast. It works for accepting a fast. What? Which category is that? It's not kachim and it's not mishkan. So what shaykhis that it's? He's saying that if since he had in mind every Monday and Thursday he was going to fast, it's as if he accepted upon himself belave, and accepting a fast belave works. So where does that come from? So you see from this. Taisus, and the Rush speaks it out more clearly in Tainus, and you don't have it there. The Rush in Tainus says, "Kasav Rabbeinu Yehuda b'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, im daitel lizanus me'esmo v'lakibo olav, b'mincha ach b'libay hayo lehisanus, el shalahoytzi m'piv mikri shaper Tainus." It's called the Tainus. David b'chol nedivleiv. Why? Af agav the kamar hasan. Even though it says over there that it works, right? Oh, it only works by Chuva and Kachem. And he says, why? Because Tzedakah is also included. So Rabbeinu Tam is saying here, that when the Gemara says Nediv Lev is a Neder for Kachem and Truma, it means anything to do with mitzvahs or these types of halakha things. So Memela, Tainus is included. And obviously, Nidre Tzedakah would be included also.
Because he had it in his life. Gomar
Beliba. Gomar Beliba, it has to be a pretty strong, it's not just a fleeting thought.
Right.
It's Gomar Beliba. He decided.
He did it for 10 years.
Right. Exactly. So he made a decision to do it.
He's already got the lesson for the plaque already in his mind.
He has speech prepared for that. So he was planning on doing it. You know, there was a big tzaddikah that used to fast. You know, I had a great story. There was, I told you the story of Nosher Vachtvogel. What? In the hall with the dancing. So there's one of the halls in Lakewood is in a school, and there's a lot of pictures on the wall. There's like pictures of Gedolim on the walls, and so one of the pictures is of Nosher Vachtvogel dancing, very labedik. Nosher Vachtvogel was the former Mashkiach in Lakewood, dancing at a chasna. So I see the. I was standing with a person, his name is Rabbi Dick, and he tells me that, he said, oh, that chasana, that's my son's chasana. That's my son's chasana, that picture. Let me tell you something interesting. He said, this is my son's chasana. His other son is Reb Shlomi Dick, who now is the first year Rebbe in Philadelphia Yeshiva, and I'm very close to him. This is Shlomi Dick. So Reb Shlomi Dick. Anyway, so he says, I'll tell you an interesting story. So this is the guy. As we see, Nosson's mamash in the middle. He's making the whole matzah at the chasana. He says, 2 weeks later, my next son got married. And Reb Shlomi Dick, my next son got married, and he got married to the Moshkiach's niece. To Moshkiach's niece. So now he's like, oh man, this is going to be great. And this is what he did at my first son's chasana. He's going to take over the whole matzah. And he sits down on the side the whole time. He comes in, dances, and leaves. So he was like, he went over to the Mashkiach. He says, are you making a macha on the chasana? You don't like the shidduch? What's going on over here? What happened? Like the whole family is thinking now that, like, you know, you're being macha on the shidduch. He says, I didn't realize, whatever. He said, no, it's just that someone called me yesterday. Someone called me. That yesterday, someone called me that Ramosha Feinstein was taken to the hospital. So he says, I was McCollum to fast until he comes out. So I'm fasting for days until he comes out of the hospital. So I'm just a little schwach. Can you imagine? And you know, you put up a sign, say Tehillim for this, that, you know. Whole different thing.
He served himself.
What?
He served himself.
A whole different, you know. He's fasting because Rav Moshe was waiting to take him to the hospital, you know. Yeah, unbelievable. So al kaponim. So nidrate tainis and nidrate tzedakah are an extension of that Gemara that nediv lev. It's chal a neder belev. It's chal a neder belev. How do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam's Chiddush? So in Hilchos Tainis, Rabbeinu Tam's Chiddush is brought down. Im lehoitzi befin, im hira b'libay shu makabal ha'an l'machar, have a Kabbalah. Okay? So it actually works. And therefore, by tzedakah, it should be the same thing. So let's look at the Shulchan Aruch here. I don't know what happened. Okay, whatever. Is there an extra booklet somewhere? Okay. So it says like this: Ha'omer chefetz pleni ani noisen. It's the back, the last page. Shulchan Aruch. Ha'omer. No, Shulchan Aruch. The last page. Ha'omer chefetz pleni ani noisen litzdaka b'kach v'kach. V'hu shave yoiser en yachol lazer bay. He says he's going to give a certain item to tzedaka. He thinks it's worth one thing, and then he gave it, and it's worth more. He has to give it anyway. The chol amir sheish barav chol tzedak amir na bayim resel gvoi because you gave it away. Avol im lo haya shav yoyser boyser shofar now look at the Ramah here. Hagav first wide line. The Ramah at the end of the line. Im chashav beliboy litain ezed davar letzdaka. He thought in his mind to give something away to tzedaka. Chayav lekayim machshavtoi. He has to fulfill it. Ve'ein tzarech amira and he does not need to speak it out. Wow. Ella de im Omar koifen oisa lekayim. The difference is if he speaks it, we can force him. If he didn't speak it out, we can't force him. Now yeshemim demloyetzim befiv ain't a klum. Some say it doesn't work. The ha'ikar says Rama Psak kisvar rishona. We passing like the first shita that if you gomer beliboy for inyanei tzedaka, it works. This is a scary thing because we're not in such good control of our minds. Our minds wander. And sometimes you're like, hey, that would be great if I could give that. I would love to do this, right? So, lemaisa, you need to be a little bit careful. But you have to know that machshava does not mean a havamina. It doesn't mean a thought. It doesn't mean a fleeting concept. It means said it. You just didn't say it in your mouth. You said it in your mind.
Right.
You said to yourself, I'm pledging, you know, whatever.
So you're makabel in your mind.
You're makabel in your mind. It's not just a thought.
So
you pass things
like that.
You pass things like that, Rabbeinu Tam, and by Tainus and by Tzedakah. The Rabbi Kiveger over here is underlined, says, I'm Baramam v'arav magid v'bagoyis maimnis, de'eino yochol litnoi la'ani acher. So he says, in the next one. I'm a cheshmishbat. Shom b'cheshmishbat kasev ramav. Yesh lahach b'kasev rishona. Ha'inu dekan b'yardeh lo'y mayi rak linin hadin. Im Allah chiyuv l'kayim nidjoy. In other words, the idea is that since it's a suffix, he has to do it. But we cannot force him to do it because at the end he could say, I'm doing like the other sheet.
You can only force him if he actually said it.
Yeah. Okay, now, let's look at the Pesach Tshuva on the bottom, L'kayim Machshavtoi, it's underlined there. It says, B'tshuvas das eish, herich b'zeh, v'hela, devada, k'sha'odim lahoyti mipiv klum, if the person did not speak it out, af shahaya b'machshava shalai lita in shum davar letzdaka, but it wasn't his mind to give, ein shum chiyav alav. He says it's not l'chayiv, ki mabuchol neder v'shua, like any shua, the inner klum, lahoyti b'svasa, it doesn't work. Okay, ach, im hoitzi mi piv litin, let's talk about hoitzi mi piv, mau shiroitzi litin, er kama, v'chashav v'machshavta al davar esacha yedua, oz sarach l'kai ma shachashav. So he says, you know when it's nogea, according to everybody? What happens if he did speak out the tzedakah? I'll give you an example. Yeah? So what happens if, he says, even according to those that say it does not work, but what happens if you have the following scenario, a guy gets an aliyah, and he says, and there's Aliyah Matana. So his dibor was matana. But he thought at the time...
A certain amount.
Matana, I'm gonna be an anav. I'll just make sure that everyone knows that I'm an anav. So I'll tell them afterwards.
But he said matana.
But in his machshava was $1,000. Then...
I don't even want to know what the outcome
is. He didn't like Musaf. he didn't like the Baal Musaf. Forget that $1,000 down the drain, right? and he goes in online and sells $18. So what about there? What about over there? So over there, even according to the Piskei Tshuva, is saying everyone agrees that it's chal. Because the etzem neder was bedibor. The amount was b'machshava.
That counts.
As Meiser Yitzchak Zilberstein brings down a story that after Shabbos, the guy goes to the gabbai and gives him a check for 300 shekel. He said, it wasn't 300 shekel, it was 3,000 shekel. So he said, no, I said 300 shekel. He said, no, he said 3,000 shekel. I said, I'm not, you know, something like that. Right. And he says, well, I don't think I said that.
Go back to the tape.
So he said, well, for scenarios like this, I have a recorder under the bima. And they played the recorder and it said 3,000.
What's on Shabbos?
It was Shabbos.
Is it a reform show?
No, he has a recorder going.
Okay.
So he said. So he said. Record on Shabbos. Then make a choice the whole time. I'm not giving you anything. And he said he went to his brother. He went to his brother-in-law, Reb Chaim Pinyevsky, and Reb Chaim said, "You don't have to give a shul that has a recorder going up by the bima." That's a leave it to Yitzchak Zilberstein saying. So anyway, but that could happen.
So that matana is chal.
That matana went.
Let's say he said 3,000, but he really meant 300.
It was
a slip of the tongue.
Right. So that's nothing.
That's how
Libra. Right. That's not people Libra shop. Yeah. No, but he was arguing. It wasn't. You told me 3,000. I said 3,000. You heard me once saying.
No. In that case, it's clear. Who you saw the guy just at the time.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay.
He could just easily correct himself at the exact same moment, though.
Exactly. So, okay. So Lemaisa, that comes out that we really are going with this shita. Okay. Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings down Derech Emunah Perek Ches. He brings the following, Oysi Tess. He says, Im Choshav Beliboy Litane Zedavar Litzdaka, Yesh Deus Bezeim Chayv Lakayim, Upasakra Molahachmer. Vidaf, this is important. Vidafka Im Gomer Beliboy Mamish Behechlet. Okay? So, you mamish thought like that. Vikoshakain Im Kosav Avshahoiti Befev Dechayev. So, Kosav, nowadays a lot of things are ksiva. You get a text. A message, all these things, but ksiva. Ksiva, is that a nether? You didn't speak it out, but is it only machshava? Or is it more than machshava? What if you wrote it?
Are you having in mind, you're saying?
Yochaira, writing it is really here, is really machshava. Zalman, what do you hold about writing? It's up there, no? So, it sounds like writing, everybody holds.
I mean, he's a printer, it's not what he's asking.
So back and forth, but okay, now. So based on this, the machlokes between the Chazanish and Rabbi Yashiv, what happens if our case with the Mashulch came, you thought to give him and then he runs away, or he didn't get to your seat. By the time you get your act together, he's gone. Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings down from the Chazanish, which is much more reliable than this safer bring down from Rabbi Yashiv. Okay, that Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings from the Chazon Ish. This is in the Shaar Tzion Ois Peiches. Ve'im ha'ani halach loy ve'einu yodea mihu yitin ha'mois lo'ani acher. Kein hoyer amar anzal. The Chazon Ish says, since the Nidre Tzedakah was somewhat to give the Tzedakah, now you cannot give it to this guy because he ran away. You should still give the money to Tzedakah and give it to someone else.
Oh.
What's the reasoning behind that? Because there's two parts of the Nidrit Tzedakah. The Nidrit Tzedakah is that you were going to give to Tzedakah. The fact that you were going to give to him, you know, you weren't...
It's part B.
Yeah.
What if it... So you... So the muscle, let's say it happens. You're davening, you're in the middle of Shema. You don't want to be, you know, bothered with the guy going around. You had a mind to give him whatever, you didn't...
And he's not around.
He's not around. But you didn't give yet tzedakah, which you normally give tzedakah anyway.
No, this whatever you were going to give to him, extra, you know, above and beyond what you were going to have anyway.
And have in mind.
And then you could just give tzedakah to aniyim, yeah. I don't know about the regular pushka. It would have to be to aniyim. Meaning to give to the pushka goes, unless the shul or the kollel or whoever where you're in has a pushka, which is for like the discretionary fund or something like that. But to the general fund of the shul, I'm not sure it's the same as to the mashulch. Unless the mashulch is also collecting for shul.
All these things, right. We make you say,
yes.
I was looking up last night in the Chabad Chaim, he was very clear.
In the Sefer Baruch Tzedakah, he brings down over here that, and by request of my Harusa, we should mention that in Eitz HaTorah for all these things is that a person should say that basically I'm making a Moedah that all these things, any Machshava that I have or even anything that I speak, I don't want it to be Chalal Zaneder. And if you make that Moedah, it works. So this way you don't get stuck with your Machshava and with these things.
Once, right now, that's it, you're good for the rest of your life.
I don't want any of my tzedakah to be tzedakah until it gets his hands.
It's like the guy walks in and he has to get out of your seat, you don't have a problem because you made it tonight until it actually gives it to his hands. That's not tzedakah.
Because otherwise, you know, you are in trouble.
Even if you had belief.
Yeah, because you get
this overrides.
This overrides, exactly. Because otherwise it's very risky.
No problem, so I definitely make it delay.
If it's believe and he didn't say that, then he technically took on the nedarim.
Correct, and that's why people don't want to get stuck with nedarim. The chaimer of avin nedarim is not poshut. So
then the guy comes back into show and he's going to give it to somebody else.
I like your question though. What about his question? So I didn't mind to give $10 because I thought I had a $10 bill. I only have $2 in my wallet.
Right.
I'm not going running around. I'll give what I have in my wallet, whatever.
Give it later.
No, are you mechuyev?
Are you mechuyev? Yeah,
that's the question.
Is a chal machshav of labor there? It's a toy. It's only because I thought that I had it. And based on the circumstance, I didn't realize I had it.
That's a really good question.
So that's a good question. I don't know where that comes in, 100%. But now, the other case...
I'll just give the other $8 tomorrow.
So the other case I would say is basically you should be machmer. So you're at the event, you're at a dinner, you're at a matzev over there. They showed this video, and everyone got inspired. And afterwards, the guy gets up, and you're saying to yourself, "I'm going to mishtatef. Yeah, I'm going to give this. I'm going to give that much money," and then. You know, after it all wears off, like, what in the world am I doing? Lamaisa, l'chari mechuyev. L'chari mechuyev. I don't see a good way out of that.
Unless you made it.
That's the whole sugya.
Unless you
made this today, but basically, it's considered a nether.
Yeah.
It's considered a nether.
If it's a real hachata.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, if you just said to yourself, "Wow, that would be great. I'm going to check what I could do at home. I would love to be able to do this." You know. But otherwise, it's not pasha. Right? So, Simchas Torah, when I go around trying... trying to get people to make Kabbalah, so much of the double price makes a big clap. After our conference, is going to be a big Ataris Nadarim. Public Ataris Nadarim. After our conference, for everybody that was, you know, approached by my pleasure through our conference.
It's not chal because you might see like sugar.
Probably charge money if you
interrupt. Maybe machshav is only machshav.
Chal if you give him enough whiskey.
Yeah, b'chara, you have to be v'daita. Okay, now I do want to share with the olam an unbelievable a tshuva from the Ma'arik. So basically, this is the sugya. We're saying that based on the sugya, kol nidiv lev includes nidrei tzedakah and includes nidrei tainis. and this concept of Gomer Beliboy, and we're saying Gomer Beliboy has to be a real Gemira slave. Okay. in this sefer, he says that Avshet Tzedaka Chal B'Machshava Mikomakom Eina Yershim Chayavim L'Kayim Machshavis Aviyim. But that much, they don't have to makayim the machshava of their father. I don't know how they would know it's his machshava. It could be the father told them, I thought at that event to give this. But he never actually verbalized it more than that. So, that, okay. Now he dies, do they have to give it? Okay. Now, there's a story in the Marik. The Marik brings down that somebody had in mind to give a certain one of his a menorah or something, to a shul. And he had in mind to give it to the shul. And he never made a neder, harei zeh kadosh. He never made a neder, harei zeh lebeis hakneses. But he's told his children, I decided, kiv, like I didn't make the neder, but makshava was to make this neder. So, do they have to give it or not?
The kids have to give
it. Yeah. So the Marik says that giving to a beis hakneses is not part of this shaila. Because giving to a beis hakneses is the mishkan, because beis hakneses is a mikdash maat. It's a big chiddush because we take this mikdash maat concept very like colloquially, like as a mashal. Oh, it's a beis mikdash maat. Treat it nicely. You know, don't talk during shul. Whatever. He's saying halacha l'maisa a beis hakneses is like a beis hamikdash, and if Rashi says, like we read the Rashi, that kol nediv leiv, that anyone that had nedivus leiv to the Mishkan, the nedava to the Mishkan was chal b'leiv. So he said, if the nedava to the Mishkan was chal b'leiv, and amirase legavoya kamisirase lehedyot, you say that by a shul too. And therefore, he says that here the children have to give the menorah, because it belongs to the beis hakneses already. It already belongs to them. Because I'm Russell Gavai, can we start
to hide it? Which is fascinating, because even though the children do not have to pay the chayrus of the father,
this they have to give, because it's already chal. Yes.
It's an amazing.
Yeah, thing. It's more than a shibut. He's saying that right. You say Amir Rasul Gavaya can miss your soul head that on a Beis HaKnesses.
This is not a debt of the father. This is
the
something that's
all correct. Yeah. I'm saying, no, even the Machshava, that's the Chiddush. Right, so what I'm saying is that you see from here, the Machshava is going so far that it made into Amir Rasul Gavaya, even to a Beis HaKnesses. So a Nedava to a Beis HaKnesses, and the Nedava to Beis HaKnesses is higher than this whole shmooze. You were talking about tzedakah la'aniyim. So I have a whole thing about it. The Beis Medrash is the whole is the same thing. Kipshuta, it's zichar more kedusha. Right. Kipshuta, it should be the same thing. A Beis Medrash should be the same thing. By the way, on this note, this is a very important note. You know, there's a din that you're over a lav in the Torah. It's also in the Torah to go to the Beis Hamikdash and take a stone off the wall. You know that because it says. When you're supposed to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to do so to the Beis HaMikdash. So Menachas Chinuch says, therefore, if you damage something in a shul or a Beis HaMedrash, it could be your over a lav deraisa of Lois Asun Kein Lashem Elokeichem.
Whoa.
So you take a shtender and you know, whatever, it could be your over a lav deraisa of Lois Asun Kein Lashem Elokeichem. Because Mikdash Ma'at. Now, this Mikdash Ma'at concept is not just stam a Musar Var. This Mikdash Ma'at concept is that for us today, the Makam Ashkina is in the Beis HaMedrash, more than the Beis HaKnesses, for sure.
But the floor that's coming up all over the place.
and Memela, you have these halachas, and the Div Lev, our whole discussion today was about Tzedakah, Chesed, these things. But to give to an actual Beis HaKnesses or an actual Beis HaMedrash, on that, for sure, the Nedava B'Lev is Chal. According to the Marek, and the Stechemet brings down this Marek. That's how I found it in the Stechemet. So
you say to be very careful. The next number of school that comes up to you.
What?
Well, exactly. That also,
yeah, Pashtus would help. Yeah. Okay, Shkar Kabaisai. I think we have one more topic. Next week, I want to talk about Bal Ta'acher. And we'll see what